Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, and beginning the visit with Patterson and his boy this 2nd of July, this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72.
For that crowd.
Well, let me tell you.
You can let that run if you want. You got another one.
I got another one.
Boy, it's hot. It's hot, huh?
Yeah, man.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Hot, hot.
Yes, sir.
Boy, it's sure not hot. Boy, it's fixing transmission in my car. That's my son's car. I drove the track to the game on Friday. And I drove uptown this morning to get my little grand's hair, boy, hair cut. And boy, he wanted to come on down here. You tell me about that car there. Let's take that knock home. You see, you want to pull a tow?
Oh, yes, it'll pull.
It will. It will pull.
Yes.
It's slipping or what, then?
It's slipping. It's out. Clear out.
What is pulling? Your voice and more pulling drive?
Well, it'll get you home. Let me tell you, Addison, what'd you bring him for?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I want to look at a bat for
him. Huh?
You don't look any bat.
Yes, I'll trade with you. Yes. But you was in such a hurry the other day, you see, and you had to go over there and handle and work for those three women.
Yeah, I had to go in and work some for them, and still got to go cut some ground for them. I'll come back and cut your own, too.
Well, I figured when you come back, we'd work out something.
All right. Well, I'll do it then.
Let me tell you, You know, you just upset things last time.
What I done?
That boy sitting here, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Yeah.
You remember his long hair?
That's right.
But he got plenty of sense.
That's what I want to have, plenty of sense.
And he knows how to work on a car.
He does. I'd like to be around. See how much you do know.
Well, what he said was he'd like to be around you.
I'd like to be around. But that's all my boys do. My boy going way out the most from. We got some kin people out there. My cousin came over. He got a pickup truck, and he wanted me to crank it up and do a little tink around to his car. And a little bit, he going out to come up with this morning. He wanted me to go, but I couldn't go. I had to stick around home. Man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't be gone all the time.
No, I just come to the house and just right down here. Just come to the house and came my grandboy get haircuts from school, and I'm right down here.
Where you get it cut?
I'm making up a part to cut here.
Where about?
He's still on the west side of town.
Well, let me tell you. You know, they'll put him in jail for doing that.
Well, he been cutting for a long time, but he got his license. You know, Bob, see, he cut out on the ground.
And
they don't bother about doing that, but if you cut up on in the house, something like that, they'll put you in jail.
But if you can cut out
on the ground, it's okay.
Well, let me tell you. I have something 3 or 4 years. You see,
well,
I got a fella. I go around and we set out.
Well, this boy crushed my head. Been doing it for the last 7 years or more. Cut right on the ground, right there. That's what he does all the time. As long as you don't cut on your porch, so you done been to the jury and seen your jury. You talk to your jury, what the jury says, it's okay.
Nah, talking
about what nobody else says, but the jury tell you is right.
Say that again.
I said, what the jury tell you, it ought to be right.
And the judge told him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
I'll just drop by there sometime and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could use that information.
Mm-hmm.
That's sure good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I was in the army, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a haircut in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Cut it all off.
Cut it nice,
Madison.
Right. It wasn't
right.
All off.
Uh-huh.
They cut it nice.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't fool with
well, how
it.
Come they cut all the hair off now?
I don't know. Well, let me tell you what they do. You
mm-hmm.
see, I found out that you don't need a 15, 20, 30 minutes just to cut hair. You take a barber that's done it all the time.
You do it now. Charge you $2 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charge you more than that, don't you?
No, I got mine cut for $2.
What about it?
Again. More than that if you get a shave. Well, I shave myself. I don't let nobody shave me. I shave my own stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to call you. You want to sell it?
I don't know. Now, the thing that got him was the way you livened up that motor, Patterson.
Oh, yeah, you see.
Now, tell me again how you do that.
What mean the motor?
Yes. With the sparks.
Oh. Well, you said, I set mine for. Oh, I set mine with a dime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I set the track that with the car, too.
Yeah. Now, that's your spark plug.
That's right. But you don't set your points that way, I think.
No.
No. I set my points. We got feeder gauge, too. We go by feeder gauge, too, sometimes. I guess my boy needs a feeder gauge, but my old time stuff. Well, I first learned how in 1923.
Yeah.
I set mine the old way, but I set my spark. I don't care what they do. They put my plugs in there, but I take them out and set them like I want them. So I put the dime between mine. You got to jump wide. That motor gonna line up. You set them close, see, it kind of smothers down like, you know, don't pick it right up like it ought. But you open them points, them plugs up on them points, where you can get a dime twisting, got to go. It won't be strained, that fire got to go through there. And you can look at, you had that, you can take that plug out and lay it on something, on this iron. And you can see that fire, let's lay it up on something iron and keep that wire, let that motor run, but you can see that fire is steady streaming to that plug. If it don't go through there steady, there's something wrong with your plug. The fire, sometimes you can check back through your wire, check it close. Sometimes I check my wire. The wire ain't no good. Put another in and try that. Sometimes be wired. Sometimes them wires with claws ain't no good. They go for a while, but they short out. Get soldered, break out, and they don't be no good. I really had one got the wire in. That's kind of got in my car. I got my trike the same way. And some of them spark for a while. You buy it now, and most new cars. They had that old cloth down. They don't do much good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it skip, jump, hop.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can run my car along 10 miles an hour. Don't miss. Get on off either. Don't miss.
And when you get out in the field, it's the same thing.
Going on by then.
Well, you was over here at no time when you...
When I apply that?
Apply that for...
Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Go on foot. Everybody tell me about that piece of ground. So I try to do things right because I be looking for my pay. Try to do things right.
Yeah.
I changed all that tractor yesterday. I had something on another all I bought and I didn't like it. And I pulled it out and put 7 more quarts in it. $3.50 was all. I put a can of STP in it too. I keep that all just as clean as can be.
In your tractor?
In my tractor. I try to keep it just as jammed up as I possibly can so I can use it.
Well, I'm telling you, you never saw a boy after you left.
Mm-hmm.
He acts like he never had heard much of.
What I'm talking about,
machine.
Yeah, I've been around the machine all my life.
You see, they go by the book all the time.
I know, but I don't mess with no book. He ain't know the book don't say about what I done about them people dying either.
No.
I know it though. Let him go and follow that book. Yeah. A lot of times you got a book too. You got a great big old book that's thick. I bring this look through. I don't mess with that book all the time. That book will go. That book, they printed that book like doing anything in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They print them things. You be following the newspaper. When you go to cook, you don't follow. She don't have no cookbook all the time. She might want to put something in this and something in this and something in this. Well, shit, that make it tasty.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't. You go on there and mess with it, put this and then put that out. Forget about the book. Cook like y'all cook. That's what I do about the car. I don't follow about no book.
Well,
I go to old time stuff.
That's right. Well, now you didn't learn that from somebody. You just started up yourself?
Some people that I did. Me and my wife finished the way together in the 60 camp. I learned a lot of it.
Oh, did you?
All the time. He was old and I had. They got me to work in the shop. I used to drive truck. They took me off the truck and put me in the shop with him. And I stayed 2 years and 3 months. They had me on the truck, not to drive truck. They took me off the truck. They wanted me to be an MP. I didn't want to be that. They wanted me to the gun. I had to tow the gun. I didn't want to do that. I said, I don't want no gun on me.
No.
I didn't want to be that. I had to do it.
Well, they made you do it?
Sure they did.
They took you out of the...
Off the truck.
Off the truck?
Put me in the shop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't have to tow the gun in the shop.
If I be out, I had to tow one. To help around the camp.
Oh, did you?
There's 350 head of us there. You know they need somebody, all them boys. Some of them just as mean as rattlesnakes, some of them. Mean as rattlesnakes, some of them were.
Some of them would rather knock you down than
not. They'd kill you in a minute, some of them boys were. Because from southwest, north, every which way.
Yeah.
Everybody in the lake. Some of them got high temples and nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't joking with you. Some of them wouldn't take nothing.
Well, the fella had to walk kind
of
light.
I did.
Around there.
I did. Me and another boy, they picked us out of all 300 head of us. He's from Sarasota. He had to wear a gun too. I didn't want to pass him. He better come on up to the medical side. We had a fly house to go up there. Yes, sir. He said, "Pass, that's what? I want you to wear that gun." I said, "Wait, what gun?" He said, "You know what gun? I know what gun too, but that's what I asked him." I said, "I don't want to wear no gun." You got to wear it. You got to hit around this campus. I said, okay. I said, I lost all the friends I've had wearing that gun. I said, I don't want to be no gun. I said, I won't even have no friends. Because everybody will hate you when you see a person wearing a gun.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Oh, they'll take you. They'll put you on the side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. That'd be a good way to lose your friends quick.
I know it, yeah. I didn't want to wear no gun. I was driving truck. I took out the can on a weekend, came to town. Kept a truckload on town. The boys for recreation.
Well, that wouldn't make them mad.
That wouldn't make them mad then, but when they go back, they had to be in camp around 11 or 12 o'clock. When they go to get out of truck, some of them boys be drinking, you know about that, and they cussing. I didn't want them to cuss me, but I'd do something to them to get a cuss at me. And I ain't bothering you, folk. I'm throwing me out my name. I don't think that.
I
don't want nothing like that.
You wouldn't take it off of them?
I took it some, but I'd make them boys be here, though.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. You have to get rough with them boys. You go in there acting nice and easy with them. They jump on you.
Well, that's what I'd figure.
They jump on you. I never had to draw no gun on them.
No.
I don't know how come I didn't. I never had to draw no gun on them. They take me to work because I wouldn't play with them. I wouldn't play them. But I tell them, I mean that.
Yeah.
I sure would.
Well, 19.
I don't have no trouble out of nobody.
Yeah.
I had no trouble out of nobody.
In 1935, you was a pretty good man yourself, wasn't you?
Sure enough, I was.
You didn't have to take much off of
I wouldn't take nothing off of you. I wouldn't take nothing off of you. I ain't joking. I wouldn't take nothing off of
you. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, how did the, Patterson, how did, let me tell you, you know, I keep thinking, every now and then, everybody I know getting so civilized, and I think about some of them roughnecks I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
but you know, if I was around them now, it'd scare me to death.
Shoot, they're rougher now than it was then. They're rougher now than it was then. Because they were thinking from that, they're higher than gonna jump on you now.
Oh, you mean?
Them little bit of cute boys from that higher one up. Say 18 and 19 years old, they'll bust kill you. They'll bust you open. 18 and 19 years old, right on up, they'll kill you. So much of doing now is pitiful.
Oh, Lord,
I don't miss
mean?
It. I don't miss it, nobody. It's all tend to my own business. That's what I do, get out of trouble. I don't go out no rough places, you know, and I don't be involved with them. That's what I do. If I don't, if I don't be in the field, I'd be somewhere, you know, like it is now. I don't be messing around. Because they'll hurt you and say something to you and you don't like, and the best thing is stay from around them. That's what I do.
Because
I don't like nobody to, you know, be drinking and be walking up on me. I say that once before. I don't like it getting all in my face. If you drinking that long with them, you don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I don't drink none of them. I don't be missing them.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, how come it, Patton, I don't see how it happens, you see, that you don't,
I don't drink.
Yeah,
no, I don't drink. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You just don't.
I don't fool with it. I don't try it.
Yeah.
I don't try it, and I'll always try it. I don't drink that stuff. I don't like that pussy thing. Every day you see me, you live, I'll be just like I am now.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't like that pussy thing.
Well,
I don't have no friends much because I don't associate with it. Because you guys have a lot of friends when you miss drink that whiskey.
That's right.
Yes, and you have a lot of friends, and you think that, but I don't have no friends much.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you,
a lot of them think I want to think, this is what I'm going to put it. When you think you're more than your others, I is, because I don't drink that whiskey. I is, because I don't drink that whiskey. I need more than them, because I don't drink that whiskey. I don't play as well.
Well, you see, they don't think there's any pleasure unless they go out.
That's what I know, but I get plenty of pleasure, just like I am now. You don't know what you're doing when you drink that stuff. You don't know what you're doing. You bring it out and make your brain out. There's all that old wine and stuff.
Well,
they sell it. The area where you can look, it's a hole in the corner. It's a bar room. It's a this and it's that.
Yeah.
Every hole in the corner.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're plentiful now.
Ain't the dude got one going uptown, four on the side of that bread house. All right, they're building one out there coming 4-1 where they're building that highway. One right in that hole over there, I know it's coming on the other day, yesterday, Friday. It's been busy for all about 3 or 4 months. It's ought to be about finished now. It ain't making nothing for me.
Where is that?
Coming out of 41, you know, that road going to Williston, you know, that cut off, you know?
Yeah.
It's one that above the road, not far.
Oh.
That's right there. That's the one right there.
Right there amongst the houses.
Sure. Right there where the people can get it if they want it. Right there in the settlement.
Right in the settlement.
See, them people don't care. This one, they're going to get their money. They ain't saying about who drink it, who don't drink it. That's right, about that. They don't care who pay it. They ain't got nothing to do. They'll say it to them, the law come out there and put them in jail. That's right. That's his job.
Yeah.
They'll tell him to put them right in jail. I don't blame him. I'd put him in there too. Because I ain't 100%. I don't want that myself. I don't like that.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you this fella. You know this fella over Mickin over there? He's a big, heavy fella. And I forget his name. I don't know that I even know his name. But he operates that heavy equipment.
I know who he's talking about. I forget his name. I know who he's talking about. Yeah, I'm good.
I have heard him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, and he's talking out in public, so it isn't not a secret about it.
That's right.
He's talking out there in public. You see, he operates them big buckets over there that hold 5 or 6 yards of dirt.
That's right.
He's got a bottle with him.
Well, that's what he like. That's what he had. Another thing, I don't have nothing to do with nobody what they do. I try to tend to my own business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, how does he operate that heavy equipment?
Well, some people do that. Some people do that. Some people go so far and can't stop themselves. But some people have a stopping line. Some don't.
Yeah.
That's where that goes.
Well, now, there'd be a little difference in operating that heavy equipment than it would driving a car in traffic 100 miles, 70 miles an hour.
I mean, it would. Sure it would. Yeah, because you don't be in no traffic. Yeah, man, you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, now I never operated heavy equipment, Patterson, but I think you've got to be pretty well
straight.
And there's a whole lot to watch.
Might have right, yeah. People, too. Trucks, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Keeping running anybody. That's a whole lot, all right, man. I know when I'm driving that bus. I had a lady run me off the road in 75. I come all the way around the prayer. Them children scream like, run me clean off the road. I run, you know them little round things on the side, the corner of the road?
Yeah.
Or right on that little corner?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I come up on the 75, and a lady come from my office 75. Shoot, she run me clap off the road. Them children scream like I don't know what. I put on brakes. They're about to run me in the ditch. And she came over, she was like, that lady would run you off the road, Miss Pat. That lady would run you off the road. I could have hit her, but I didn't want to hit her. I stayed on that road, I'd have hit her. I'd have tore that car with that bus. That same bus that I'm driving now. I'd have tore it up. If I'd have stayed up on top of that highway, I'd have got her. She come right straight on out and then stopped. And stopped the stop sign on the right of her.
Yeah.
She didn't even stop.
Yeah.
When she come on out there, I cut the side to the right of the road. Cut on the right. And I'm chilling hollering. They talk about that. We got to clean it to school house. Told the teacher.
Yeah.
So what Mr. Powell done? He left the road. I saved his life.
Yeah.
Right. I'd have stayed up on there. I might have killed her. I might have hurt some of the children. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to kill her. But when you knew she didn't stop, she went right on. After I went outside, she went right on.
Yeah.
Didn't stop. Chicken, I don't have to go.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't worry wrong. A lot of times people drive cars, they don't have the mind what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's right. They be there, the mind be somewhere else. When you drive them, so you got to put your mind where you're going, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't something happen just that quick. Like lightning, like you push the button in there and turn the electric on.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh. Well, I don't know, better get on back to the house.
Patterson, you never did tell me how you got by away from home.
How do you mean?
Well, I told you how I got by when I went out of Miami.
Oh.
I got a old boarding house.
Now, I'll tell you my dad lived in Miami.
Oh, really?
My dad lived down. I got a house down there. Been down there, 50 years or more. He's down there when he wasn't on Miami, though.
Oh.
My father down there now.
That way, you know, it don't
cost not a thing. Just to go in and go to bed. It don't cost me nothing. If I go off on vacation and don't go to Miami, it costs me something. When I go to Miami, I don't have to speak next to my father meet me at the bus station all the time.
Yeah.
It don't cost nothing. My father down. My father living. He's
well,
dying in now.
You know, like I told you, this fella, we're in the hospital, the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Same room.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staying, or at least his family. I told him where Faye was staying.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't innocent at all. She was paying about $3 a night, see?
Okay.
And he stayed right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $15 or $20.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for the motel.
Sure, they'll do that. Sure, they'll do that.
And he never even budged. He didn't flinch. He didn't say a word.
He had to pay.
But this other place, in my estimation, is more comfortable than that.
No, it's clear.
They just want to part with the money.
That's right.
Now, is Prince Albert your favorite?
That's my favorite. Prince Albert. I need a bloodhound in the back when I'm on the tractor. Might smoke sometimes, but most I chew back on riding track.
Bloodhound.
That keep your mind on what you're doing, gonna do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's why I eat. I take that smoke, or something like that.
Yeah. You see, you don't have to. You know.
I don't like cigarettes.
The way you do now, taking cigarettes around with you, you can't keep it dry.
And they get wet.
Yeah.
or get wet. I light my pipe.
Passing that that school bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know about that. You can make that curve up there.
You can. It's 7 o'clock.
At 50 miles an hour.
Sure you can. 7 o'clock.
And them wheels are just.
They got shock absorbed. The tires is wide on there. It don't do slide like a car.
Yeah.
You stick to the ground better than a car. Like going on that curve, going to Francis House, I go 50 miles an hour right now. But you got to hang your low side of the road. You step up in the middle of the road and it'll go in the ditch with you too.
Oh, it will.
You won't miss it.
Or the road leans there.
That's right. You got to fall in the low corner. If you don't, you ditch, you go. Because if you start to switch, you can't stop it.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
That's right.
When I'm going towards your house there,
that's right.
And I pass there and somebody's on the porch and I holler at them.
That's right.
You know, I take my eye off the road just a minute. And the first thing you know,
I'm car on the side.
Right there.
Yeah, it'll do it.
And it's the way the road leans.
That's right. You notice yourself a lot of times you be driving on. You got to watch the way that road run. You step on top of that road sewer. If you drive in the car, you step on top of that road sewer and see what's going to happen to you. That back end will get over in that ditch.
Yeah.
You get in the ditch, that's that. But you, I always, when I be driving on, I ain't like a lot of people. A lot of people drive their hand up on the wheel. I don't ever put my hand up on the wheel like that. I put my hand down the bottom of the spokes.
Oh, do you?
Drive that bus all the time. That's like that. You'll never see me catch my hand way up on top of the steering. I don't play that. I'll catch my hand right down the bottom. Drive all the time,
right down the bottom.
That down to the bottom of the spoke. A lot of the people ask me, how can you drive like that? I said, well, everybody don't drive like that.
Well, what's your advantage in that?
That's a whole lot. The media, some people, everybody like, you know, drive like, you know. I like it that way, better. You don't have to be reaching up. I just lean on back in the seat, see?
Yeah.
I got a big old cushion about that thick I sit on. I don't sit on the regular seat cushion. And I can look up over the hood. A lot of them be sitting on it so low that they can't see over the windshield. Hood hard.
Yeah.
Can't peep through the windshield. I got me a big high cushion set about that high, about that wide. I can sit up on the whole, sit down and hold my thing like that. Going about my business.
Oh.
I don't run on the edge of that road neither. I get right up this side of that line. People don't like it though. Now that the line right there, I get right up this side of that line. Going about my business. I don't run on the outside because there's all the trash and stuff and nails and stuff right on. I see a lot of flat tires on that bus. I go have so much flat. I said, I run on the edge of that road. I said, I ain't run on there no more. All right, I drive that long that edge. I ain't had a flat tire, but one time it was something got wrong with the valve stem or something. Else. I didn't have none last year. I didn't have but one this year. The whole season. Some of them had a flat tire every day. It'd be the outside dude every time I had a flat tire. I had one leak down, standing up there uptown, one leak down. That was supposed to screw. And that one, I don't call that no flat. That's leaked down. It was a brand new tire they put on like day before yesterday, and I called them up to come and put a new tire on. You can't hear nothing. Except them leaked right down. Somebody didn't put the valve in right or something along with it. I said, I always get caps and put on mine. What's wrong? You can't. I hit on the leak down. Uh-huh. And brand new leak down. Well, over. Don't make any difference.
You know, that's the curious thing about tires now. The way they make them, you got to balance them.
You better balance them. You want to be walking all over the road.
But you never did balance them until
lately, huh? Because it's right behind you. The dirt road, you need them balanced. Since you got the high road, you got to balance. But that's like all over the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
And wear them. It'll wear.
On the side, that's right.
How long you been balancing yours?
Oh, about 3 years back, I imagine. 3 or 4 years back.
Yeah.
It rides pretty good. Sometimes the tire gets 65, 70 miles an hour. It kind of jump like that, but it just rolls my roll level.
Yeah.
And I like larger tires on the back, too. They're not from.
Yeah. Well, now, have you got a place to get tires?
Mm-hmm. I ain't bought for two tires since the first of the year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bought with two tires first of the year. Tires that I bought on my car, they on there now. Some tires cost 20, let me see. The two tires cost $50 with a two.
Yeah.
I tried to get the good one. Two in the front. Yeah. I had to hear, they ain't never been flat. I never heard they ain't never been flat.
Yeah.
They ain't been there and took one for nothing.
Is that right?
And they don't even look like they wore down. They don't look since last year.
Yeah.
They don't even look like they wore down. None. The car good in line. Because we put that stuff out on sale. Put Kingpin and Booth in.
Yeah.
I had a chick. Sometimes I kept the head of it. See, it lit out of line. It means that, dude.
Well, I know, but once they get out of line and wear, you're in bad shape then.
That's why I don't wait till they get out of that new.
Do you look at them? Do you watch them?
I check my tires closed all the time.
You do?
I sure do.
Does he? He telling the truth? Well, you know, I try to, but you know, you can slip up on that for a week or two.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And
well, I check my car when I go to drive it. Before I crank it up, I check the oil in. Water.
Yeah.
Well, I got. I don't care about the gas.
Yeah.
I take the water off while I crank it.
Yeah.
I can tell how much oil needed. I keep a close check on it. That's why I do my tracking.
Yeah.
Mine needs about a quart that tractor do. It's real hard pulling.
Yeah.
If I like that. I know it needs some rain, but other than that, keep it chained and keep a close. I put a can of STP in mine. Clean
yeah.
it out. Clean all the slug out of it.
Yeah.
You people say, don't put STP out, but I put it in mine. That tractor holds 7 quarts of oil. Mine holds $3, about 6 cents worth of oil, and 1 quart of oil, a can of STP in your heart. And you slug at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long are you transmission this lift?
It just all at once.
You ever change the oil in that thing?
Yes.
Once or twice?
I want to know if you want to sell it.
Yeah. I'll trade with it.
You trade anything I got?
No, whenever Patterson gets through up there with that tractor and we'll come down here, I'll work
okay.
out with it.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this boy now, he may want to work with you a little bit. You know, just to pick up some of your goes. You see, he can read that book, but he still can't make them run.
Hey, what's up
there? Hey, you see, look at him. I want to buy a car now.
You the one who wants to buy it?
Right.
Well, I'll trade with him as soon as Patterson gets through over there to his place.
What do you want to trade?
I don't know. We work out
something. I work in line for the day. I want to check anything out because I need one for two.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it for your daddy gets back from over there. But he got a little time. We'll work out something on it.
But you want to him work out something?
Yeah, I'll work out something
with him. You said it to him?
Huh?
You said it to him?
I don't care what he does with it.
I'm the one with Batacom.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to deal with him. Faded, you should. Yes. I'll deal with him.
When that will be?
Whenever he gets through with the tractor over here. All right.
Channel 2, right around 600, and the end of the visit with Patterson this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2, right, and round 600, and the end of the visit with Patterson this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2 right around 600, and the end of the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72.